Okay, good. Hi, I'm Nolan Bearden. I'm in 10th grade, and I attend Kleinkane High School. Some of the things I do at Kleinkane, I'm a varsity swimmer, and some things I do outside of school is I fish a lot, and I love to fish. And those are just some things about me that you should know before we get started on this podcast about the Outsiders. And so basically, I'm doing a book project over the Outsiders, as I just said, by S.E. Hinton. And the reason I chose to read this book is because a few years ago, I read this book in middle school, and this was around the time whenever I read that book in middle school, and I just thought to myself how much of a great book that was. And so I would just kind of take the time to read it again, and I'm glad I did, because every time I read it, it's always a good refresher, because some of the stuff in that book that goes on, it's very, I guess you could say, impactful. Let's just get into the plot of the book before I say any more. It's such a good book. So The Outsiders is a, it's about 2 weeks in the life of a 14-year-old boy named Pony Boy. He's the protagonist in the book, and the book tells, it really tells about the story of Pony Boy Curtis and how he struggles with the right and wrong in society, because where they live, it's kind of hard. If you really read it and like you can kind of connect, it almost feels like when you read this book, because he just goes through so many struggles, and it's just amazing. And Pony Boy and his brothers are, people classify them as greasers. And basically what that is, it's a term that means like, it's for them, it means they're on the east side, the poor side of town. They're really like looked down on. And the rivals, I guess you could say, are the Sox. They're like the northern side of town, the rich kids, the more superior kids, more people, the people that take more serious, but in reality they're not so good. So basically every time they are always in the same area together, the Sox and the Greasers, there's usually like a conflict, there's usually a fight, there's usually something that goes down. And they just do not see eye to eye. And but that's all I can really say for now, because if I say too much, then it'll just ruin the book. So, but I do consider you reading it. It has a lot of jaw-dropping moments that will like make you go like, "Wow, that actually just happened." Yeah, it did. It's such a good book. It's so many like crazy things that happen. And my favorite part of the book, I guess you could say spoiler, there are some spoilers in this part. My favorite part of the book of The Outsiders is when Johnny actually kills one of the Sox. And Johnny's he's a greaser as well. He's one of Pony Boy's brothers. And he kills Bob because Pony Boy and Johnny were they were in a park together, and they were walking, and the Sox pulled up and attacked Pony Boy and Johnny. They took Pony Boy to a pond or a fountain and shoved his head in there and were just drowning him. And they just kept drowning him for minutes. And Johnny got scared and he pulled out his pocket knife and went up to Bob and stabbed him right in the throat. And Johnny was just doing this just to save his brother. And that's why I really like it, because I always, these guys are, the greasers, are always looking after each other. It's just something that I just feel like is amazing. These guys, they go through hell and back, and they're always side to side. And I just thought this was a great part of the book. And this book has won so many awards, 19 to be exact, maybe even more. I just found 19, and I thought that was a lot. That is a lot for one book, if you ask me. It's won awards such as the Alex Award, the John Newbery Award, the Michael L. Prince Award, and so many others. But this is by far my favorite book. It's a classic book, And it's very, like, I guess you could say nostalgic to me, because it just brings me back to those middle school days, because this was just the one book I've ever liked. It was just my favorite book of all time. It's just so touching, so great. And that's all I have to say about this book. Thank you for listening to this. This is my first ever podcast, and it's actually really fun to make. And so that's all I have to really say, I guess. And thank you for listening. And this is Nolan Bearden signing off.